Welcome to the Mobile App Flipping Podcast. This is your host, Johan Tayeb. My goal is to help you get the most out of reskilling apps. Whether you're already a full-time entrepreneur or trying to get a business going, this podcast is for you. We will be interviewing professionals that are already doing app reskilling for a living. We will also invite source code sellers to get to learn about what they have to offer. And finally, we will talk to industry experts to learn how to become more productive at flipping apps. And now, without further ado, let's get started. At some point, we're going to explain how to enter the raffle and win a $250 value source code and book. So please listen to the entire podcast. You won't regret it. So today we have an amazing, amazing guest. With me, I have Brett Walsh. Hello, Brett.
Hi, Johan. How's it going?
Doing excellent. How about yourself?
Great, thank you. Yeah, all good.
All right, good to have you here. So, Brett does app reskinning, so games. That's how I got to learn about him, because like a while ago, I think it was like a year or so ago, I got to see some of his games, and I'm not going to say too much about it, but he's been doing app and games reskinning for a while, and he's also selling his own source code. So go ahead, Brett, introduce yourself. Tell us about who you are and what's your background and how you ended up in this industry.
Yeah, hi there, Johan. Hi, thanks, first of all, for inviting me on. I appreciate the chance to have a chat with you, definitely. Mm-hmm. So thanks for that. I started in the app industry just coming up for 2 years ago now. I spent the first few months kind of researching everything, finding out what was the best way to go, putting a team together with developers and graphics guys and all that kind of stuff. And then in about April 2011, we launched our first ever app, which was actually done from scratch. That one wasn't actually a reskin. That was actually a code we did from scratch. And the first few actually were from scratch. And we just kind of tried and tested things as we went along, you know, eventually figured out this whole kind of reskinning way of doing things, which transformed, you know, pretty much everything really, because we figured out, you know, how you can take a proven kind of game style gameplay and just flip around with the graphics and come up with a whole new game.
It seemed like rinse and repeat.
Miles easier and miles faster way of doing it. So kind of went down that road for a while, and at the moment we've got 17 out, and we've kind of done, I'd say, about 50-50, so kind of 50 reskins, 50 you know, from scratch games. I still have that kind of drawback to going back to ideas that I've come up with for games, but the reskinning has definitely been
your main focus. Alrighty. So you've been doing this for about 2 years. So that's now. How many games do you have?
We have 17.
17? Okay, that's what I thought. Now I had some previous guests that they have plenty of reskinning going on at the same time. Do you do multiple reskinnings at once, or you just go one game at a time?
Well, I've done it both ways. If I find an actual code that I like, you know, then I've created two or three versions of that game and then kind of moved on to the next. So at the moment, I've kind of stopped to focus on a large game, which can then be, it will be a custom game, and then I can reskin that, you know, countless times afterwards. So, but it's basically building the code again from scratch to then enable me to be able to reskin my own code over and over again. So that's kind of what we're focusing on at the moment. But sure, yeah, I mean, I've come across codes that I've purchased and they've been great. So I've done like a handful of them at one go, for sure. That's a good way of doing it. Also really helpful if you're, you know, negotiating with developers and outsourcing and stuff, because if you're going to do, you know, three or four with them, it brings your cost right down. So and it's quicker because they're using the same code, you know, so that's a good way of doing it.
That's right. So we're going to get into details very soon. But right now I want to know, do you mind sharing with us your download numbers?
Yeah, at the moment we're just coming up to 1.5 million downloads.
Wow, excellent. So,
yeah, I mean, it's not as good as some people out there, I know, but still pretty impressed, considering that, you know, when I started, I didn't have a clue what I was doing. So it's just come from trial and error and keep pushing at it. So, you know, I'm pretty chuffed with that.
Definitely. Good job. So now, have you tried mostly just games, or you've ever tried some different areas?
We have mostly our games, but one of my best, most successful apps was actually a prank entertainment app that was built from scratch. It's basically, you know, the fingerprint security prank where you have to put your fingerprint on the screen and that lets you in or not.
Yes.
It was similar to that, but I did it based on signature recognition. So you have to sign the screen. And if you do it wrong, if you don't know the trick, you can't get in. it takes a picture of you, puts it on a wanted poster, and you can share that on social networking, that kind of stuff. The difference between the trick and this one is that on a lot of them, you have to tap the screen in a certain place to get through. That's the trick, right? But on this one, you can change the area where you tap, so no one would ever know what the trick is. And that did really well. That was in the top 100 paid over here, and in the top, I think, 303 as well. So that did really well. But that's the only kind of entertainment style app I've actually ever done. The rest have all been games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and as you're talking about it, I'm trying to think, how the hell are you going to be reskinning this one? That's a tough
one. Yeah, well,
huh?
That one, there's a few ideas. I mean, you could do face recognition. There's all sorts of different things you could do, but it's basically a prank, you know, a prank app. It was actually one of the cheapest ones I did, considering it was from scratch as well, but it was pretty popular. Not as fun as the games. You know, I like the games better, to be sure. But yeah, it did well, so it was a good learning experience.
Okay, so now we're going to focus on one of the source codes you have for sale. From what I understand, it's source code that you've used yourself and now you've put for sale. Is that what it is, or it's something totally different from the ones you've been using?
The code that I'm mentioning to you today is actually one that we built from scratch. So it's live in store. It's done really well. And excuse me. And yeah, it's been doing really well. And it's basically something that's quite actually really easy to reskin. The game is called Temple Invasion.
I've checked it out. Yes, it seems very easy to skin, definitely.
Very easy, and it's a really popular gameplay. It's basically, you know, shooting things that are coming towards you, but you tilt your device to dodge, or you can use the joystick option. So it's a really simple game to pick up. There's not loads of instructions to follow and figure out. So again, it was based on a real kind of popular game style. And it's it's dead easy because at the moment it's Temple Invasion, so it's based on things like we've got Egyptians, Mongols, that kind of thing. So you're basically flying through a desert in like a futuristic kind of spacecraft, shooting things coming towards you. But it's could be a dragon flying through the woods and shoot, you know, breathing fire at something coming at you or anything like that. It's really easy to change this one around.
Okay, and which platform can we deploy this one to? Is it mostly just iPhones?
Yeah, well, it comes with two codes. There's a custom iPad version, so it's for iPhone and iPad. It's two separate codes.
Oh, excellent. Now, is there any kind of documentation or walkthrough provided with the source code?
I've put some information to go through it, and it's pretty simple because we have everything in there, you know, things like Chart Boost, RevMom, Nextpeer Multiplayer, which is a really wicked multiplayer. All those kind of things are in there already. So it's pretty simple to go through on this one, yeah.
Okay. Do you happen to know about the graphics, like how many graphical assets there would be to change and to work with?
Yeah, I was going through it before the call just to double check. I mean, we've got, it looks at around 100 images in total.
Okay, that sounds pretty decent, definitely.
Yeah, that's pretty decent. But also, I mean, it's depending on the theme that you go for. I mean, it could be less. In the levels, we have, you know, maybe 6 or 7 different types of enemy images coming at you. You know, maybe you only need 2, so it doesn't have to be that many, but it seems to be around 100. There's 27 levels in the game.
Okay. And
they're basically based on 3 themes. And then we have the in-app purchase to basically unlock all of those levels if you want to. So that's already built into the game.
Oh, excellent. So that's what I was about to ask you. So from what I understand, we have different different ways to monetize the game, right? So you're saying we have in-app purchase that would unlock every level. Is that what you said, right?
Yes, that's right, yeah.
Is there any other kind of in-app purchase that comes with it?
No, the only in-app purchase that we have in this one is to unlock all the levels. We are working on an update to include different weapons for the main character, but at the moment the only in-app purchase is basically unlock all levels.
Okay, now, if somebody buys the source code, would you give the updates as well?
Oh, yeah, certainly, yeah. I mean, whoever takes the source code will get all the future updates for sure, yeah, no problem.
Oh, excellent. So, you said you have the in-app purchase, that's one source of revenue. Then you have also, from what I understood, RevMob and ChartBoost, you said. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. We have ChartBoost and RevMob that basically appear when you load up the game.
Mm-hmm.
They also appear at different times in the game between levels and so on. And we also have the ChartBoost More Games page from the main menu as well, so you can obviously promote games that way too.
Good stuff. Now, how about the audio? Do we have to change the audio, work with it, or we can just use whatever's already there?
They can use whatever's in there. I mean, the audio things like the firing sound, the explosion sounds, all that kind of thing. The theme tune that I have in there was actually one that I got from premiumbeat.com. So it wasn't a custom tune made, but it's very, it matches the style of this game. It's kind of like an invasion style theme tune. So depending on what the reskin you do, it may not go with that. But, you know, it's not a problem to use it, but it's... you know, go to places like premiumbeat.com. You can find some great royalty-free music on there anyway to pop into it.
Okay, definitely. Now, let's talk about leaderboards and achievements. Do you have any game center or any technology like that involved with the game?
We have Nexpear Multiplayer, which one of my favorites. So I don't know if anyone's listening to this hasn't, if they haven't checked it out. Basically, you can play against, you know, friends and people online all around the world. And you can set up little mini tournaments with Facebook friends and that kind of stuff, which is a really cool feature. So, you know, you could play the game, score like 3,000 points for it, for example, and your friend can see that, come back and play it at another time, and the tournament rolls through the week, which is a pretty cool feature. So that's the one we went for. And obviously, when you're playing at the game at the same time, you can see their scores, so you can see how they're going. It's a really smart feature, Nexpear. Definitely been well impressed with that.
Yes, what I like about this feature is that it lets you give some kind of a multiplayer competition to the user without having to have all this complexity of code to create real multiplayer, you know, where you have to plug the other person within your game or, you know, like...
Yeah. So, yeah, and you don't have to go and find someone to specifically invite them to your game. It just kind of finds everything automatically. I'll tell you, one of the things I love, I mean, I've got kids, so say, for example, we all hit play at the same time. You play against those people that have just hit play. It kind of automatically finds them, you know, so that's a really cool feature.
Excellent.
Of it.
Yes, absolutely. Now, is there any type of social functionality, such as maybe Facebook or share on Twitter or anything like that?
Yeah, only through the Nexpear thing. So basically, okay. You can share your scores on Facebook, and you can integrate it with your Facebook friends and all that kind of stuff. That's the only social networking on that one.
Okay, so technically, if somebody creates their account on Nexpear, then they don't have to deal with creating any other functionality with Facebook or Twitter. It's already integrated.
Yeah, basically, yeah, they have their little profile within the game, so you can change like your avatar, you know, you can put your name on there and stuff like that. So basically, then you can search for your Facebook friends and you can invite them, which is a quite cool feature. You can invite them to download the game, first of all, and then basically when your friends have got the game, there's another list on there, so you'll know who's got it, and then you can create tournaments against that person and it'll post your score to your Facebook wall and all that kind of stuff. So that's a really good way for promoting the game.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's an excellent incentive, the fact that you can send the game to your friends and basically increase your number of downloads. So
yeah, definitely.
Potential revenue.
It's actually it's like forced multiplayer in a good way. I remember one of my first games, I tried to go down the kind of forced multiplayer route, which wasn't very popular because, you know, people don't kind of, I guess, like to be told what to do. But with this, they've got the option, so it's it kind of, you know, ticks both boxes.
Okay. Now, is there any type of analytics implemented, such as Flurry or Google Analytics for mobile devices? Anything like that?
No, in this one there isn't, but that is actually on the update list because that's something that we definitely need to do in all of ours. So again, that will be included in the future, you know, future updates and stuff like that.
Okay. The reason why I'm asking is that we have different types of audiences. We have some people just starting, you know, and we have some people that are more advanced. And for the people that are more advanced, definitely they want to know analytics to be able to tweak their levels, you know, to make sure that it's not too hard, not too easy, and that people keep playing and things like that.
That was actually something when I first started out. Sorry to jump in. One of the things that I was kind of really lazy on, I'm kind of ashamed to admit, was the kind of importance of the stats and all that kind of stuff. And it's something that as the months have gone on, I've realized the kind of major importance of it. So it's definitely something that we're going through at the moment and making sure it's totally implemented and that kind of stuff.
Okay. Just, one little tip, just make sure that we can turn it off in the sense that, the beginners that are just trying to get their first app, they don't want to deal with those things. They just want to make sure that the app can get into the app store with the least amount of work.
Sure. Yeah.
All right. Excellent. Okay. Now, let's talk about price. How much is it and what do we get? What type of license do we get with it?
The single license offer is $197.
Okay.
So basically that gets you the code and obviously the single license to reskin the app one time.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the sounds go, like I said, you're happy to use the sounds. That's kind of all included. The only one is the theme song you may find isn't valid to your style of game, but apart from that, you know, you're willing to use it anyway. The unlimited license is $497, so basically you can reskin it as many times as you want with that license as well. So they're the kind of two options that we have.
Okay, and if I ask you, what is the main advantage of going with your code over any other source code, what would you think it is?
Well, personally, with this particular one, which is why I've kind of chosen it, is because it's a really proven popular game style. You know, I've looked at so many different games, and it's literally one way you can pick it up. And, I mean, my youngest is 5. She plays this one. You know, it doesn't need explaining to anyone. It's really simple. And it's at that kind of nice addictive level, you know, where it's kind of annoyingly addictive, where you want to keep beating other people, but it keeps bringing you back. So it's an easy game to reskin for sure, but it's not one just to reskin for the sake of it. It is actually a popular style of game, you know.
Okay. Now, do you think that somebody starting that doesn't know anything about coding, would they need somebody to help them for that specific reskin, or they can go on their own? What do you think?
Well, again, I mean, everything, all the SDKs are all in there for the adverts and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, it is pretty simple as far as swapping the graphics out and things like that. Personally, mm-hmm. you know, I outsource pretty much everything because it's very quick and I know decent people that can do it. So it's one of those things where if you've got the time, you can certainly do it yourself for sure. And if you're just starting out and it's, you know, you're working on your app and you're taking your time with it, then yeah, have a go. You can't mess it up, you know, just keep having a go at it for sure. Mm-hmm. If you're more experienced and you know, you're developing lots and lots of games, then, you know, you could easily give this to a developer and within a day or so, they'll swap everything out for you.
All right. Excellent. Now I'm going to go to, some very general questions. Is there any book you recommend for someone starting in the mobile app industry, especially in the reskinning industry? I know there isn't that many resources, you know, book-wise out there, but is there anything?
Yeah, well, basically what I've done, I've actually recently put a book out documenting my journey through the App Store. Mm-hmm. So from our site, which is awesomeapplab.com, which also lists all our games, so people can check out the games in store and stuff like that. They'll find a link on there to check out the book. They can get a free copy of it. And that's basically just documented my journey from start to now. And I've recently just updated it a couple of weeks ago as well, so it is all up to date. I had no clue when I started out, you know, so I just was desperate to be part of it. I loved the industry. It looked really cool to be into. And the book is, you know, I'm pretty proud of it. It's been really popular.
Okay, definitely. I'll put the links in the show notes. Thank you.
Cool, yeah.
Is there any other internet resources you'd like to share with us that would help anyone starting, whether it's for graphics or for sounds or you know, the whole process?
Another good blog that I like is Blue Cloud Solutions. They always put out some good information on there. A magazine that I keep my eye on is the App Clover magazine. That's given me loads of tips as well. There is lots out there for sure. I mean, actually, there's a resources tip in that book which links to all of them. And again, like I say, the book is free, but there's a list in there of all the kind of things that I've used, all the resources. I can't remember them all off the top of my head, but I know Blue Cloud is one of the main ones. App Clover is really good. You know, they do get out some good information as well on there.
Yes, definitely. I'll make sure to put all those links in the show notes. Now, let's talk about you, where you are at right now, and where you're, you know, what is your vision on the short term? Like, how do you plan on moving this to the next level?
Well, at the moment, we're focusing on building our first kind of big game. It's a bit like Rayman Run. It's a bit like that type of game. This is done from scratch. This will be the biggest one that I've done. So,
Definitely. I personally would definitely be one of your customers. Absolutely.
Yeah. Great. Yeah. I mean, I love that game, and it's based on the same style of gameplay. So it's the most expensive and longest time consuming one we've done. But the plan is that, you know, it should do really well, and then it can be something that can again be reskinned after that. You know, it's the first of many, really. And then I'm looking at developing something that can speed up the whole reskinning process, where, you know, it's easy for me to drag and drop graphics around and stuff like that. But I want to get this custom game done first of all, and then get back to, you know, really kind of ramping up the output of smaller games.
Oh, excellent. Yes, I actually had the exact same idea, you know, like for some source codes, I would have some kind of a website where you just plug and play, you know, drag and drop images and sounds and click on compile and done. type
Damn,
of thing.
Exactly. Yeah. Make it a lot quicker. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you know, it's in my to-do list. My never-ending to-do list. Well, I mean, if you go first, go for it, definitely.
Yeah.
All right, so now, how do we get in touch with you?
Well, my personal website is brettwash.com. That's brettwash.com. But also, if you go to Awesome App Lab, there's a link to me on there. So a link to my Facebook page, Twitter, all that kind of stuff for social networking. I'm always on there, you know, getting in touch with people, so I'm easy to get hold of. And you can check out all the stuff that I'm up to and any future updates from there.
Okay, definitely. Well, thanks for everything. I'll make sure to put the source code on appfresh.us, which is our podcast website.
Cool,
and
great.
Is there anything you'd like to say before leaving?
No, just thank you again for the opportunity. I appreciate it. It's good to talk to you. And hopefully, if I've added some kind of value to someone listening, that's great. That's the idea.
For sure you did. And definitely, whenever you got some new stuff, we want to hear more. We want to hear back from you, okay?
Yes, definitely. There'll be some surprises on the way for sure. So I'll be in touch, definitely.
All right, Brett. Thanks for everything. And we keep in touch.
Great stuff. Thank you.
Okay, you've got to listen to this. It's raffle time. Brett was kind enough to give away an amazing bundle for one lucky winner. The bundle includes an individual license for the Temple Invasion source code, and you also get the Mobile App Comment Book, which is basically the underground blueprint on how to make money with mobile apps. It also comes with lots of video instructions. That's a $250 value. Here is how you can enter the raffle to win all the good stuff. It's very easy. Just go on Twitter and tweet to Brett and I, at BrettWash, at Johan305, I want to win the game source code and the book. That's it. So I repeat, at Brett Wash, at Johan305. So that's Brett Wash, BrettWash, and Johan305 is YOHANN305. And tweet, I want to win the game source code and the book. And good luck to you guys. Thanks for listening to the Mobile App Flipping Podcast. If you find this podcast interesting, please subscribe on iTunes and leave us a review. And sharing is caring, so spread the word. You can also follow me on Twitter at Johan305. That's YOHANN305. Also, come to appfresh.us. Appfresh.us. You'll find all the episodes, the show notes, and resources to make you more productive. See you at the next episode.